Newspaper stings. Getting news and information the hard way. Britain has a long tradition of journalistic excellence. Part of this involves investigative reporting, and an important aspect of this is the newspaper sting. Undercover, hidden camera operations that are designed to trick public figures into revealing lots of interesting information. One of the most recent undercover operations has become known as the Cash for Influence sting, or Lobbygate. As part of this, senior Labour members of Parliament were secretly filmed offering to use their connections with government in return for money. It was a highly complex operation. First of all, a bogus lobbying company, Anderson Perry Associates, was set up by journalists from the Sunday Times newspaper and Channel 4, a British television channel. The company claimed to be based in the US, and its website described it as a bespoke consultancy that helps organisations and individuals maximise and exceed expectation. It alleged to have 120 clients in Europe, the Middle East, and the US, operating primarily in the health and defence industries. In total, 20 MPs were invited to attend the meetings to discuss joining an advisory board. Eventually, 10 MPs turned up, unaware that it was all a trick. The meetings were held in offices in London's St James Square. During these, an undercover Sunday Times journalist asked the MPs how the company could go about influencing policy and how they could improve their chances of winning government contracts. Meanwhile, a hidden camera recorded the conversations. Among those secretly filmed were two former cabinet ministers, Stephen Byers and Jeff Hoon. Stephen John Byers, born on the 13th of April 1953, has been a Member of Parliament since 1992. He has served in the Cabinet as Secretary of State for Trade and Industry and Secretary of State for Transport, among other things. During the interview, he boasted about how he had changed policy by lobbying his former colleagues. He asked for up to €7,000 a day for his services and, on one occasion, claimed to be able to use his friendship with Business Secretary Peter Mandelson to help his clients' interests. He also described himself as a bit like a sort of cab for hire. Jeff William Hoon, born on the 6th of December 1953, served as a Member of Parliament between 1992 and 2010. He is a former Defence Secretary and Transport Secretary, amongst other things. Hoon told the undercover reporter that he was interested in translating my knowledge and contacts about the international scene into something that, frankly, makes money. Fellow MPs were shocked at their colleague's stupidity. The Chancellor, Alistair Darling, told the BBC that the best answer when you get a call like that is to put the receiver back down again. And Foreign Secretary David Miliband said there's absolutely no room for anyone to trade on their ministerial office. People who come into politics do so because of what they want to do for the country. Well, you wouldn't have thought so.